Lexus.com today.
Once again, right off the bat, we take you to our nation's capital to talk about politics because it's time for a brand new Congress, and we know the House now goes Republican, and as far as the Senate's concerned, still Democratic, the majority anyway, but there were big pickups for the Republicans among those Senate seats, if you remember the midterm elections. Bob Ney, a former congressman with Talk Radio News, joins us now here on America Tonight. Bob, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Kate.
You know, I heard a lot of buzz around the Beltway for this next Congress coming in. Is that true? Do you feel that in the air? Have you sensed that?
There's a great big buzz out there, and of course, it's all going to go downhill after the swearing in, probably. I've been through several of these. There's a big buzz. Band becomes the speaker tomorrow. One thing's for sure, he will cry. The second thing that is for sure, he's going to institute a vote soon on the complete repeal of health care, which will, you know, probably pass the House, go nowhere else after that. And then, of course, he'll institute a lot of changes, but right now they're already struggling with the budget. They promised to cut $100 billion. They've revised it down to $50 billion this year. The Senate is going to have its own share. They are arguing, within the Democratic side, they're arguing about whether to end this whole filibuster, you know, the closure vote of 61
sure.
votes or not. And that's a big debate that's kind of splitting the party in half.
Yeah, what do you think is going to happen with that? Your best guess politically, what do you think?
I think, frankly, that it won't happen. If it does, it'll be some type of hybrid, maybe. But I think what the Democrats have to look at is they do away with this and end the filibuster. What happens if the Republicans take control of the Senate in 2012? You know, this filibuster was created years ago, frankly, by the Republicans. It's kind of hypocritical of both sides. Every couple of years they debate doing this or not. I just don't think that they necessarily will end the closure.
Yeah. You're talking about the whole thing about reining in spending, and it was Eric Cantor who's going to become the House Majority Leader probably on Wednesday. We know that's a done deal. And his quote was, everything's going to be on the table. Everyone's going to have to do more with less. But they're realizing it's easier said than done. Isn't that right?
That's right. Look, there's entitlement spending, your veterans, Medicaid, seniors, et cetera, that's out there that, I don't know what they think they would do with that. Then there's a discretionary spending, but they got a big issue ahead of them. Raise the debt ceiling or don't raise the debt ceiling. President Obama said that, you know, they shouldn't raise the debt ceiling when he was in the Senate, but hey, he's in the White House now. The Republicans promised the conservative movement that they're not going to raise that debt ceiling, but I don't know how they get around it. But the proof of the pudding is going to be in their chairmen. Are they going to spend more money? Frankly, you're going to probably see, you know, some cosmetics, but when it gets down to it, it's going to be a whole different process when they really try to balance. So there'll be some cosmetic changes, but there's a base to satisfy there. Let's face it, Boehner has to satisfy the Tea Party movement, but he can't do it at the expense of losing the independents who switched this election, who could easily switch back next time. He's got a big dilemma.
Yeah, no kidding. One last one, Bob. Of course, it's not the off-season, I'll call it. He was in Hawaii, now back in Washington, but the president signed that food safety law. He signed it, so the bottom line is it has to be funded, and Republicans are saying, well, wait a second, $1.4 billion to put all these new requirements in place? I mean, you know, I get the whole outbreak of E. coli and stuff, but where are we coming up with this money? So there might be some back-and-forth bickering, I think, over this. What do you think?
Well, there will be, but, you know, hey, the act passed, and now that they passed it, they eventually have to fund it. They might do it in phases and forestall it a little bit. But, you know, it's an act that passed. I think they have to face that fact. And this is going to be, honestly, minor in the scope of what John Boehner has pledged to do when it comes to, you know, budget trimming and cutting. This is just going to be just a fly buzzing around the sand.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, let the waterworks begin. Bob Ney, Talk Radio News.
Thank you.
It was terrific. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, seriously, John Boehner, the guy cries at a drop of the hat, man. I'm telling you, he did a 60 Minutes interview. I don't know how Leslie Stahl got through it, because every time he got choked up with emotion. But now there's serious things at stake, like your health, if you're listening to us here in the United States of America, and also debt. They're talking about this whole debt ceiling thing. Somebody said to me today, well, what is debt ceiling? It's pretty easy. It's a cap, basically, that is set up by Congress. Is the best way to, both chambers, is the best way to put it. It's on the amount of debt that the federal government can legally borrow. So the cap applies to debt owed to the public, anyone who buys U.S. bonds, you know, they're always pushing the bonds, plus debt owed to the federal government, trust funds like Social Security, Medicare would probably be one. It's funny, I didn't realize this. I knew what debt ceiling was, but I didn't know when the first was set. You know when it was set? Back in 1917. You talk about the necessity for this, how high the debt limit is at this moment, while it leaves my lips, the ceiling right now, 14 and change trillion, 14 trillion. As of December 31st, the debt subject to that total is 13 and a little bit, so almost 14. It's about 321 billion shy of the cap. So, yeah, the debt ceiling, something has to happen there. You look at the policies that are on the books right now, the $858 billion tax cut compromise that was passed. We know that whole thing, yada, yada. Basically, the Bush tax credits that were expiring, continuing, and then unemployment. So now the talk has to be about the debt ceiling. And that's what it is. It's capped. So there's a big battle about this. The country is that close, and my fingers are really close together from the current debt ceiling. And there's kind of a lot of misleading things that are happening where people don't understand. Well, what are you talking about? I don't understand. Because it's doublespeak. It's the typical Potomac two-step. This is what some of the arguments are going to be right from the get-go. Absolutely, there's no question that health care is major. We're going to Washington in whatever it is, 3.5 weeks, the end of January, and it'll be on fire by the time we get there. But the debt ceiling and talking about how to manipulate this is absolutely on everyone's radar. And the budget, you heard Bob Ney say it there, of course, the budget, the budget, the budget. You know how many times they've raised the ceiling? The debt ceiling has been raised in this country 74 times. 74 times. You know when a lot of them have occurred? Recently. 10 times since 2001. What does that tell you? Can anyone balance a budget? Can anyone stick to a budget? This goes back to that whole argument over the deficit, the deficit, the deficit, right? All right, so we'll talk more about what's happening in D.C. as we do every single night here on America Tonight. What you think should be the number one issue when the newbies and the familiar faces all started up again tomorrow on Wednesday. But a couple of quick things. One, coming up on the flip side, did anybody win the Mega Millions? We just had the numbers. Somebody just texted me the numbers. So we'll check them and find out if I'm a winner. Maybe you're a winner. How many tickets did you go out and buy? It's crazy how jacked up the jackpot was getting later in the day. And there were lines all over the place, especially in Jersey. What's going on in Jersey? Does anybody work there? Hang with us.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally-C. Why Ally-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally-C has the equivalent equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is for the guys at work. We're playing in a pool.
You know what? Normally we play 10 or 12. This time was 13. So, you know, you never know. It could be a break.
Very excited because 330 million is a lot of money.
We got a lot of excitement here. People are all over buying these tickets, trying to enjoy the hope and the fantasy that they might be the winning holder of a ticket. We have a $330 million jackpot that probably is going to grow beyond that by 11 o'clock tonight.
Ah, yes. Did anybody win the Mega Million drawing? Did anybody hit the big jackpot that was up to $350 million? $350 million. Wow. We figured it out last night, give or take, if you did the cash option. Well, actually, now, if it was that much, you'd get about $150 million. Oh, couldn't you think of, there'd be a lot of things you could do with $150 million. There'd be a lot of good you could do and have a lot of fun with that money. Anyway, without further ado, cover your ears. Spoiler alert. If you like to get up and jog in the morning and then go check your numbers in the paper the old-fashioned way, if you're listening to me in Connecticut, Vermont, Illinois, Kentucky, going out for that cold, brisk run, and that's just how you do it. You're a creature of habit. So, cover your ears if you don't want to hear the numbers. But without further ado, drum roll, please, back in the studio. Okay, the Mega Million numbers. 4, 8, 15, 25, 47, Mega Ball 42. Any winners out there? That doesn't seem like enough numbers. It is, though. I had a Mega Ball. And I had a slew of numbers. Can you see that? I had a slew of numbers that were circled. And I actually had every single number. They just weren't on the right line. Bummer. I can't believe it. Oh, well. If you did win the lottery and you want to speak to us, please call. I promise you'll be anonymous. Make up a fake name. 800-259-5791. Wouldn't that be wild? Somebody called, they could prove they won the lottery. I think if you won that much money, because money changes people and the people around you. So I think you would have to, if you could do it, but although people are not good at this, you would not say anything. If you were smart, you would not say anything to anyone, because it would change the way people perceive you. And I think the way that they would expect maybe something in exchange. So you'd have to go back to your original posse, then the new people you know, and then suddenly all these new friends that you would have to decide who was real and who was phony. And I've seen, there was a documentary, I can't think of the name of it. It was tremendous. It was just put together so well. And they showed various lottery winners, people who just literally lost their shirt, had won all this money, and then couldn't keep it together because they bought so much junk, so much crap, and spent so much money in so many different directions, and then gave the money away to various wives, various people, and they ended up with not very much. Then there were some people that were smart about it, and they started off in this manner of, okay, I'm still going to be the same person, and the people around me are going to treat me the same. Then they ended up moving and completely changing their life, living behind closed gates somewhere in a, let's say, well-to-do community, because they got tired of people pawing at them and people either being jealous or people wanting something from them, and it got too confusing. So they moved their entire lives from, I think they were in Pittsburgh, and moved down to like Sarasota, Florida. So the winning numbers are 4, 18, 15, 25, 47, and the Mega Ball is 42. And the exact amount is $355 million. In some places, people were lined up around buildings to get inside some of the stores. In D.C., that was their biggest drawing ever for any kind of lottery, and a lot of the convenience stores were just teeming with people. At little cafes in Nevada, they were saying that the same thing. People were passing through when they wanted to get a ticket or two. And in Arizona, they say that, the prize is the fourth largest ever in U.S. history, second largest in Mega Millions history. So the highest prize ever. You don't have to go back too many years. It was March 2007. $390 million. Matt, I know you got a ticket for the Mega Millions. Obviously, you don't have a winning ticket because I know you're on the other end of this. As much as you like doing the show, I don't think you'd be on the other end if you won that much money.
I would be long gone.
That's so nice. Thank you.
I love you, but not enough to stay.
That would be your... You wouldn't even have an audio resignation. It would just be by them gone.
It would just be bumper music. On and on. You just have to talk over it.
Well, we can't find out so far, because I've looked at the lottery. I haven't found out if anybody won or not.
I'll keep checking throughout the show. Usually they'll update it a little bit afterwards, and they'll either up the jackpot or you'll see it go back down to whatever it starts at. I can't remember if it's 15 or 20 million, something like
that.
Oh,
yeah. When you go onto the lottery
right.
website, usually that'll happen.
But we do have to put out the disclaimer, though. Gambling ruins families. So
yes.
Do it at your own
Yes.
discretion,
at your own risk. Well, you know, here's the thing. If you just had fun with it and you play a little bit, if you just play a couple of dollars,
but there's
not a
people
big deal.
Who go nuts. Over this, where people spend over like hundreds of dollars on tickets, and I don't know. I play a couple here and there when the jackpot gets big, just to put my hand in the bucket and see if I can pull out a winner. But
I agree. You know what it's like? It's like when you go somewhere for a charity thing, and let's say the raffle ticket, it's for some car they're auctioning off, and it's kind of, let's say it's pricey even, it's like $10 or something, or more than that, sometimes it's more than that. But what the heck, you throw in, because you might win the car.
You never know.
You never know.
It's always nice. You always have that little time where you dream about what it would be like, and that's worth the $1 to $2 for me. It's entertainment for a little bit.
Yeah. To win it would be unbelievable, but I think to play it thinking that's your retirement, which some people in this
the
documentary
America Tonight with gold-plated microphones.
Yeah. It would be different. Yeah, the hottest ticket in town in a lot of places, because Mega Millions is played in a lot of different states. So far we don't know if there's a winner or not since it's jammed up, since the lottery has not reported it at this point. 41 states have Mega Millions, so there's a lot of opportunity that someone could have finally nailed it. Woof. All right, speaking of getting nailed in a much different direction, remember we were telling you about the Navy captain who was about to ship out on the USS Enterprise, where finally he had been a Top Gun pilot, he was second in command, and now he was the top brass. Unfortunately, some videos were released that were pretty lewd videos. And initially, when I saw, because the one I saw didn't seem that bad, but then somebody heard my comments, sent me a whole bunch of them, and you can find them now all over the internet, and it is pretty bad. And the problem with his position, or with the position he had, is that he was too far up the chain of command to do that. I've spoken, and I said this on a previous show, but just to cover all my bases again, I have a lot of Navy people in my family. In fact, that's the branch of the military that almost everyone in my family has served in, from the enlisted types to even a couple officers, and all of them said the same thing. And these are party people, big drinkers in their day, let's say. But they agree that this Captain Owen Honors, who lost command, he was stripped of the command, did a stupid thing. Because, yeah, they were in the middle of two different war zones, and yeah, there was tension, and then you're on this boat and all this other sort of stuff. But the problem is that it got all the way up the chain of command to the military powers that be. The Pentagon was furious, I understand, with what they saw, and they started to pour through it. So they permanently removed this senior Navy guy from the command of the aircraft carrier. He's got to be just kicking himself. He's got to be sick to his stomach. Can you imagine? Pretty popular, had everything going for him. Did the whole career military nonsense. And I say nonsense, I don't mean nonsense, because as I said, people in my family who have done it. I mean the nonsense that you have to go through to move up the ranks. There is an order. There is a pecking order. There is a lot of butt kissing, just like in other fields. You have to move up to the ranks and to do the things that are necessary to become a commander. So now he is done. And these videos were from 2006, 2007. Here's what I think happened. Once he got command, somebody who had an axe to grind decided to release the videos, and then he was screwed on this. Because all of a sudden the videos were everywhere, and the military's like, no way. We can't keep this guy in with this poor judgment. Fair or foul? Meet you on the flip side.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendabite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendabite.
Extendabite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendabite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendabite. To get your Extendabite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
Extendabite. America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatec, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Los Angeles, where a lot of Hollywood stars make their homes and their living. If it's not in New York, it's usually in Los Angeles. Alec Baldwin has been asked a lot lately if he would be interested in a political run because a lot of the statements he's made over the years. Remember the whole thing about I'm going to move to Canada if Bush wins again and all that. And he's getting a lot of pub lately, doing another appearance on Saturday Night Live and 30 Rock. Is at least a cult hit and then some. So his name is out there a bunch. He's been in a lot of movies lately. And he was asked on CNN once again if he would consider public office. And this just happened. And he said, yes, he's very interested in a political run. He knows there's a lot of obstacles and all that other kind of stuff, but he's very, very interested in it. He wants to see what elected leaders, people who have not lost sight of what the middle class is what he's saying, what they say, and he'd take his acting career and whatever fame he has gotten from that and use that to parlay it maybe to a political career. Arnold Schwarzenegger, we know, did that as the governor of California, now just abdicating his throne. What's next for Arnold? A lot of people think he might jump back into the movie business. One of our favorite people to have on this show, and we're going to have him on every single week in the new year, which is great news, Stephen Shohat. You know him. He is the master when it comes to Hollywood history. The guy has been a professional tour guide in Hollywood for quite some time, and he's got a book out that's just tremendous. It's filled with really fun stories, Hollywood stories. You can get that on Amazon.com. Stephen, Happy New Year. Thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, Happy New Year to you, Kate. Thanks for having me.
What do you think? Arnold goes back into the movie business? At least a cameo, I bet.
Boy, I'll tell you what. I thought he might, but this thing he did, if people aren't familiar, he finished his term giving parole, not parole, but reducing a sentence to Esteban Nunez, who was the son of Fabian Nunez, who was once Arnold's big opponent in the California Assembly. And then they teamed up together on green legislation, and a lot of people are looking at that very angrily, saying that Arnold pulled this special favor for this young man who was convicted of manslaughter, sentenced to 16 years, was in a knife fight at a frat party, destroyed evidence. One of his cohorts ended up killing somebody, and it looked really bad for him. And I think this, at least in California, Arnold's popularity was already going down, and this will make it go down even further. So, a cameo is one thing. When you're a movie star, and one thing that Arnold used to be great at was doing publicity for movies. I mean, he would do like 200 interviews in a day to sell his movies, and always do with a bunch of energy. And I think he might not get a positive reaction anymore if he did that. So it's one thing to say that you're going to go back into movies. It's another thing to do it. But with cameos, it probably wouldn't be that big of a deal.
Yeah. How about Alec Baldwin? You heard me just talk about Baldwin. He's been toying with that for a while. There's people that want to strangle Alec Baldwin, and then there's other people that just adore him. And if he ran, I think, in the right city, hello, New York, and the right position for the right office, he might have a real shot at it. What do you think?
Yeah, I think he could, it would have to be the right city. I mean, a few years ago, Alec Baldwin was so, I don't know what the word, radioactive, that when they advertised movies, he was sort of kept out of the advertising. Like, I remember The Cat in the Hat, they just, when they had clips for him, when they had the clips of the movie, the previews, they failed to let the audience know that Alec Baldwin was in it. So he was persona non grata. I think his image has gotten a little bit better the last couple of years. So yeah, I think if he was in the right situation, it'd have to be a very liberal situation though. Although the one thing he did a couple of years ago was he said nice things about Sarah Palin, when she was on Saturday Night Live. So, I don't know if that softened people up a little bit or made him seem a bit more understanding to the other side of the aisle. But sure, he would definitely have a chance. I'm sure also that phone conversation that he had with his daughter a couple of years ago might play against him a little bit.
That was nasty. That was nasty. And you know this, Stephen, it was played everywhere on every morning show, every talk show. That was quite some time ago. And then he went on the View and tried to explain it somewhat and was on like Larry King and whatever. And so maybe he could get beyond that. But you're right. That would be dug up again.
And also conservative talk show hosts would be coming after him in a big way. Mm-hmm. So that's another thing that he'd have to overcome. But of course, I wonder how some of the conservative talk show hosts feel about Arnold Schwarzenegger, who was anything but a conservative and really got a lot of aid from them back in 2003. So despite the fact that, he made it clear pretty early on that he didn't really hold conservative positions. It's just flabbergasting to me. Arnold made it clear pretty early on that Robert Kennedy, for example, was his environmental advisor. So to be surprised that he would have all these green positions that a lot of people consider to be job killing is just not paying attention to what he was saying back then.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, you're a history buff when it comes to Hollywood. There have been plenty of actors who have gone into politics and done it well. Ronald Reagan is the best example of it, I guess, right?
Right, right. Well, you know what happened? At first, I think actors were a little bit intimidated by politics generally. The one exception was Helen Douglas, who wasn't really a movie star. I mean, she was only in one movie, and she decided to run for Congress. But I think most of the major Hollywood actors were kind of intimidated by it. And then when television came along, people like Dwight Eisenhower and people like Adlai Stevenson, they were very uncomfortable with television at first. And a lot of them turned to the Hollywood community for help. And I think that's what sort of got people thinking that, you know, this is a new age and style is going to mean as much maybe as substance. And maybe we can get into this thing and we, you know, we can communicate very well. And I think George Murphy was one of the early ones when he, former song and dance man, when he ran for senator, and he said, you know, I always played a nice guy. And that's very, very important to people. Don't discount that. And I think Fred Gandy, who was on the Love Boat when he ran for congressman, he basically said the same thing. And Ronald Reagan, the same thing. And you know, a story about Schwarzenegger, when he was offered the role of the Terminator, he was kind of afraid of what it might do to his political career. You know, he had a meeting with the head of the studio, Mike Medavoy, and he said, Arnold, don't worry about playing a bad guy once. I mean, when I was a kid, I saw this movie called Kiss of Death with Richard Widmark, where he pushed an elderly lady down the stairs and laughed like a maniac. And I never forgot it, and people never forgot it. So play a bad guy once, and you'll make an impression, and you can play good guys after that. And that's helped Arnold decide that he wanted to play the Terminator. And what Mike Medavoy didn't mention, and maybe he didn't know, was that after Richard Widmark played that role, for weeks afterwards, elderly ladies would stop him in the street and slap his face.
I love that story. Of the young actors like the Ben Afflecks, and he gets politically involved. Do you see maybe in the near future a few of them, as they start to get a little bit older, maybe they kind of take that step like Schwarzenegger took?
Yeah, there's always, I can't say specifically, but you know, there's always been that attraction that the political parties have toward the show business people since the age of television came along. I mean, Gregory Peck was approached by the Democrats. Tom Hanks was approached by the Democrats. John Wayne was approached by the Republicans. Now, I actually think that Arnold might have damaged the movie star brand a little bit, and that you might want to have some time before you, if you're an actor and consider that, to get away from Arnold a little bit, because I think he's just going to have a negative connotation for a while, you know, as far as his public service goes. And Arnold really is the only really true movie star. I mean, Ronald Reagan and George Murphy and Fred Gandy, they weren't really movie stars or having entourages telling them how great they are and things like that. They didn't really have the same level of fame at the time they decided to run for politics.
Needless to say, it'll be interesting to scout that out and see who's next, because for sure somebody gets bored, somebody decides they want to get politically active, somebody decides they've made enough money, because that's part of it, you know this, if they've made enough money, then they can jump into the political game, and they can, if they've got a decent enough profile, they can certainly raise that profile even a little bit higher. Stephen Show had interesting stuff. We're going to talk to you again next week. You never know. There's always so much with the movie business. It stretches in all different directions. And if people want a copy of your book, they can pick it up on Amazon.com.
That's right. The book's called Hollywood Stories, Short Entertaining Anecdotes About the Stars and Legends of the Movies, HollywoodStories.com. And it's also available as an ebook now on Barnes & Noble, The Nook, and the Amazon Kindle, and also available in hardcover.
Oh, very good. All right, thanks, Stephen. We'll talk to you next week.
Oh, thank you, Kate. Happy New Year again.
All right, you too. So Alec Baldwin with a big pronouncement about, I want to get into politics. I'm real, real interested. And I think Stephen's right, and as we were saying, if it was in a very liberal area, which would be New York, where he lives, and if it were the right thing, he might have a shot at it, because he's saying that 30 Rock eventually comes to an end here, and he's hinted around enough that I wouldn't be shocked to find out eventually when someone decides they're going to retire Maybe Schumer gets out of the spotlight and he decides he's going to run for his Senate seat. Can you imagine? What do you think the chances are of him getting elected to that seat? Hey, don't forget you can catch up with us on Twitter or Facebook, or send us a note to americatonight.net.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, the next generation of alternative smoking.
Tail end of that song, Never Survive on Lust. Well, it looks like in Hollywood, since we were talking about Hollywood, there are people that do survive on lust in Hollywood. You know, how do you stay with, this is the problem. You're this uber famous person, and then suddenly the person that you're with becomes the next hot thing, and the ego just cannot take it, I guess. We hardly ever talk about the Hollywood bimbos or fools or idiots Although I don't think everyone's that way. I've met a lot of actors and actresses that are terrific people. They give a lot of money to charities, and they could be doing other things in other careers. So that's not fair to say that across the board. But there's some funny headlines that are worth mentioning, including there was a big one I saw in Huffington Post about Eddie Murphy and the fact that his ex-wife went through $15 million in 4 years, and she's broke. You think Eddie's going to give her some more money since he's making all the money with the kid flicks? Always make money with the kid flicks, always. And then there's this other story about Meg Ryan hooking up with the guy who sings Little Pink Houses. That would be John Mellencamp. He can't make up his name, his mind about what his name is, right? It's John Cougar or John Mellencamp Cougar or is John Mellencamp? I don't know. But you know who he is. Jack and Diane, all that kind of stuff go way back. So anyway, somehow those two apparently are hooked up. I can't imagine. Can you imagine if your job, like you were like the TMZ person, and your job was to stake out the LAX airport, and you had to be out there with your camera, skulking around in the bushes, trying to figure out who was zooming who and who's getting off the plane and what kind of obnoxious questions you're going to scream at them. I mean, I don't get it, but the celebrity stuff sells. So that's why. You know, we talk so much politics here, and thank goodness so many of you, whether I agree with some of your opinions or not, formulate opinions and care about what's happening with our taxes and care about what's happening with healthcare. But boy, there are a lot of people that care much more about what's going on with celebrities. So anyway, the chick that starred in When Harry Met Sally rattled some cages, I guess, out west by hooking up with John Mellencamp. The two of them apparently are involved. Shocker. That's it for your Hollywood gossip for odds and ends. Should you really care about that kind of stuff? On to a few other things that I would certainly consider meat for odds and ends. And you can always tell when you get a headline like this headline, where this was on Drudge, and it says, this is the headline. Okay, you ready? Do we have a drum roll? I'm not setting this up right. Do we have a drum roll anywhere? Stuffed back in the closet somewhere. Oh, I think he went out to go get a soda. Ah, there it is. Sweet. Nearly 5,000 pounds of pot found in a tomato garden. What does that mean? 5,000 pounds of pot. Yep. So the idiots that decided that they were going to grow their cash crop mixed it in with the tomatoes and figured nobody would notice. I don't know. The little I know about cannabis growing, they get pretty, the stalks are pretty decent size and very easy to spot. So the custom and border protection people seized about 5,000 pounds altogether of marijuana from a tractor trailer hauling green tomatoes in Arizona. It was a good decoy, I guess. Originally, the thought was good, but it didn't work because they scream those trucks at the port of entry in Nogales, especially there, because there's so much nonsense that happens at that border crossing. And they found all these bales of marijuana, and it was pretty obvious. The guy who was driving the truck tried to play dumb. He was a 48-year-old Mexican citizen, shocker. He was arrested, turned over to immigration, and I'm sure he's on his way back to Mexico. That's what happens. Slap on the wrist, then I know you'll come back and do it again, and let's see what happens. But anyway, clever idea, not well executed, especially at a major crossing area. And what's up with the birds dying? We told you about Central Arkansas and all the birds. It was like they said at the end, there was 5,000 dead birds. Now they're also talking about dead birds that have turned up at the Chesapeake Bay, and not only just the Chesapeake Bay, and that's tens of thousands too, also small fish there. Also in Kentucky, there's a woman that's reporting that there are just dozens and dozens of dead birds in her backyard. What is going on with the dead birds? It can't be all poison. Are all these birds dipping down and getting into poison in all these places, and they're scattered all over the place? It makes no sense. But people are reporting it, and they're saying they've never seen anything like it. And you know what? The birds are the same birds. Those black birds with those red tips. So something's awry here. You got these black birds that are just flying out of the sky. What possibly could this be? And what we keep hearing is it's noise. Even in the case of the Kentucky woman, a biologist is saying, oh, yeah, that we can explain that because autopsies have ruled out poisoning. It's probably the fact that there was some kind of thunderstorm that sucked them up into the air. It disoriented them, and then it fatally scared them to death, basically. We have scared birds flying around this nation. Should you see these blackbirds with these red tips, they might dump into your neighborhood sometime soon if there's a crack of lightning or someone shoots off fireworks or somebody shoots off guns into the air. You just don't know when or where it's going to happen. I have to think it's just a tad odd that in all these different places that we're seeing this. I don't know. Does anyone else think that's a little bit odd? And then somebody said, well, maybe it's in Arkansas. They were talking about it was a weapons test, that they were doing weapons testing, and that's probably what happened there. But I'm just a tad suspicious. If I was ever going to get sucked into a good conspiracy theory and you got one for me, this is the time to throw it out to me, because I might buy into it. I'm thinking the blackbirds dying. Yeah, there's something that's starting to happen. What is it? Is it something in the food supply of what they're eating? Of course, birds, they're on their own. They're all over the place. But I can't believe that it's just these loud sounds. Do we have any reports of this in history or reading about dead birds? The only place I can remember is Alfred Hitchcock's movie, The Birds. That's it. And they were attacking people, so a little bit different, and that was a movie. I don't get it. But if you have some theories on this mystery and you want to share them, please do send them to me at americatonight.net. americatonight.net. And one last one for you on odds and ends. Big report about some of the schools in Detroit. 40,000 kids are getting laptops. The public schools there that are struggling, they're going to spend $49 million in this federal dough to push technology in their district. 40,000 new laptop computers. The kids are grade 6 through 12. And then 5,000 desktop computers, too. That's interesting, huh? They're being funded by the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. It's a massive technology infusion. Boy, and there have been so many problems in the Detroit schools. I realize that they need the computers. I realize the technology is good. But because of some of the other things that they're dealing with in Detroit, they're laying off bus drivers. They're barely keeping some of the classrooms open for business, shall we say, in these districts because so many people are leaving Detroit because of what happened with unemployment. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Worse? How can they get any worse? Take a look around you, Ellen. We're at the threshold of hell!